In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. We're already in Colossians this year. And St. Paul, as is his custom, he says a prayer or expresses prayerful thoughts about his flock in the beginning of the letter. I've always been intrigued by these things that St. Paul says because I'm not really so sure that he consciously prayed directly those things that he was saying, that he was praying. I think more likely that he was always praying for their spiritual well-being, and basically that the Lord would have mercy on them, and that all these things that he was saying are included in praying for a person's salvation, and that the Lord would have mercy on them. But they're very beautiful. And I've thought about going through all of his epistles and basically taking out all of the things that he says he prays for people and kind of crafting it into a prayer for people that I would say regularly. I'm amazed at how spiritual his prayers are for them always. I don't think we pray very spiritually. When I was reading the reading today, I was thinking about the Christian right, of which I am not, because I'm not a political conservative. Oh, I guess I have some of the views that are thought of as conservative for sure. But for me, politics is about morality and about truth and about purpose and not just about some narrow idea. And I see in the political Christian right, which is basically Protestant, which is so hated by the left and hated by Orthodox that are left wing, and they have some weird ideas and they hate the right because, partially, I think, because the right is not praying in a spiritual way. They're praying for the end of abortion. Well, then abortion to end too. I pray for those who are involved in abortion every day. But my goal in life is not to end abortion. My goal in life is to pray for everyone so that they would receive the same kinds of things that St. Paul talks about. He says, "For this day also, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, to desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." And then he goes through a theological treatise about the incarnation. So our prayer, according to St. Paul's promises to his people, should be very theological. Shouldn't be an I just prayer, and it shouldn't be just kind of vapid and shallow, but it should be theological. And it also should be spiritual, about their spiritual needs. If we concentrated more on that, then our prayer would be heard by God. That's very important. What's important is that we have purpose in our life. What's important for everyone, our political enemies, the left, the right, the middle, the libertarians, the Democrats, the Republicans, the LGBTQ, anybody and everybody, what they need is they need to be able to walk worthy of the Lord and being fruitful in every good work and increase in the knowledge of God. This is the problem. We don't have a political problem. We have a moral problem. And as Christians, we should pray about the moral problem. It's very important. Look at St. Paul's letters and look at all of the beginnings of them and the things that he says about prayer for others. And that's the way we should pray for others. Not so much in those exact words, but with that sentiment. That's what we should care about, is the spiritual welfare of others. In my opinion, the best way to do that is to say the Jesus prayer for them, because that encompasses everything. Of course, that's another topic, that when we say the Jesus prayer, of course, we say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, or have mercy upon some loved one or someone we know. And that word mercy is not understood by the West, not at all. To them, mercy is to not be punished. For us, mercy is God's intervention, God's presence, God's healing in our life. We're not asking for mercy because we are condemned and about to be judged and asking to be relieved of that judgment. We are asking for mercy in that we are saying, help us. So it's a very intimate word, and not a word of trying to be free from judgment. And it's so beautiful just to say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy. And then we are saying the things that Paul was saying in his letters. They got to help us to pray spiritually. If you have a political inclination, that's okay. As long as your first and foremost way of praying is spiritually for people's needs. Abortion is not a problem in our country, the major problem, nor is LGBTQ, nor is the right, nor is the left, nor is the taxation that we might agree or disagree with, nor is racism, etc., etc., etc. All those problems are because man does not know how to live in a moral way, does not know how to have himself filled with the knowledge of the will of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's the purpose of life. And that's what we should pray for. So let's remember to do that. The number one thing that you have to do today is pray for others. That's the most important thing. Get up in the morning and pray for others. Don't get up too late so that you have to scurry to work with a cup of coffee in your hand. Pray for others. Pray for others in a spiritual way. That's the most important thing. One other thing about praying for others that I find really comforting, I have hundreds of people in my prayer list that I haven't known, seen for years, and I still am connected to them because I remember their name either weekly in the liturgy, or twice a week in the liturgy, or daily, a large list of people. People that I've had interactions with, that I would like to interact more with, but I have not forgotten them and their need, no matter where they are, whether they're in Moscow or whether they're in some other place. And whether I see them again in this life or not, my prayer for them is the same. For everybody, it's the same. That the Lord would have mercy on them and help them in all things. And this connects me with them. And I don't forget them that way. So try praying for others. Write down them, their names on a list, and pray without fail for them. I think you'll find that your life will change, and you'll be less self-centered. You'll be a little happier because you won't be thinking of your own ills. And you'll learn also to pray spiritually for yourself as well. St. Paul said that he prays that they might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness. Let this be our prayer spiritually for everyone.